This is GQDN for Wednesday, July the 27th. In today's news, brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest and stackup.org. First, well, we talk about some Xenoblade, Skull and Bones, PlayStation. But today, we start with an article from BlueNews.com. And the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake has been delayed. Now, this is what the developers from Asper said. Quote, "A wholly anticipated new Star Wars game is in serious trouble, according to people familiar with the project. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, a remake of 2003 role-playing game, is delayed indefinitely as developers at Austin, Texas, based Asper Media try to figure out what comes next. Asper also abruptly fired the game's art director and design director this month. In a series of meetings throughout July, Asper's studio heads told employees that the project is on pause and that the company will look for new contracts and development opportunities, said the people, who were not authorized to speak publicly about the situation," end quote. So, they said that the game would come to PC about 10 months ago, and now the setback is indefinite. So, are they going to make the game, remake the game, or not? We will find out later. Now we go to Eurogamer, and they are saying that Diablo is having some trouble with people trying to get some XP. So, there's a couple posts there up on Reddit. One of the users did say, quote, "I completed bounties and finished a battle pass rank. The XP animation played, but the XP bar did not increase at all." Now there's another quote that was done by another Reddit person. "I lost more XP this week, 3 million last week, and 2 million this week." So the team did come back and say, quote, "The team is going through to calculate each individual's lost XP through the time periods affected by this bug. We have this data. The XP will be delivered once we go through the data." Further quote, "Apologies on the inconveniences, as I know XP is especially was a bit concerning. Hot fixes should be out for these issues now." So, it does look like that they are trying to fix the bug. And we will see what happens exactly as players are playing it. Now we go to some PlayStation news. And first things first, from Destructoid, there are 8 games from Yakuza that's going to be on PlayStation Plus this year. Now, some of these games are available now, some are not. So keep that in mind. The Essential Level, Yakuza Like Dragon. Extra Level, Yakuza 0, Kiwami, Kiwami 2, and 6. Premium Level, Yakuza 3, 4, and 5. Lots of different games. But what's coming out this month? DualShockers did say that Yakuza Like a Dragon is coming out, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, and Little Nightmares. That'll be for August's monthly games. Now, the Essential lineup for August has been leaked on DL Labs, and Nibble on did say that Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for PlayStation 4 and 5, Yakuza Like a Dragon PlayStation 4 and 5, and Little Nightmares are only for PlayStation 4. We'll see what happens. But I bet people will love that. Now, we go to Destructoid.com, and they're saying that Capcom revenue has seen a decline this year. So, essentially, Capcom did record a revenue drop of about 48%, and that's compared to the same period with last year's net sales. That was around roughly $148 million, So they dropped to 87.6 million this year. So should there be a concern within the corporation? Well, maybe, maybe not. It just depends on what is releasing, because they're coming out with Street Fighter 6 later on, and Resident Evil DLC Winter's Expansion. So, anybody looking forward to 2023 with X Primal and Pragmata? So, maybe they'll be fine. Now, there's another game that's coming out, or has come out today, and this comes to us from GameInformer.com, and Skull and Bones Digital is now live. So, where can you find it? Well, it is up on web browsers, both on phones and tablets. So you can go to Android devices or your iPhone or iPad. So there you go. Now we go to GameSpot.com, and they said that there are some controllers at a discounted at Amazon by $10, roughly. And these are all Xbox controllers. Most are just $10, others are $15. So the ones that are all wireless controllers, the Carbon Black is down to $50, Robot White, $50, Shock Blue is $50, Pulse Red's at $55, and Electric Volt is down to $60. So they are on sale, so you can go check them out on Amazon or on the Microsoft Store. Now we go to GamesRadar.com, and they are saying that Xenoblade Chronicles 3, the developer says the design of characters were hellish. So at Nintendo of Europe, and this is what got me curious, said that by making flutes from scratch, you can create sound that hasn't been heard before. Learn about the game's aesthetic design in the second chapter of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Ask the Developer interview, and they gave a link, which I will not provide. But the director, Ko Kojima, did reveal the process behind developing the game's the main character, Noah, and he said, quote, "No, it was a hellish process of trial and error." Further quote, "We especially struggled to decide the design concept for Noah." So, yeah, maybe it was a little bit hard to design. Still, last one. And this is brought to us by WCCF Tech. And they're saying that Hogwarts now has a December release. That release date is December 6th. So we'll see if that holds. Indeed. So maybe it will hold. That's only about, 5 months away? A little under 5 months away. 4 months and a week away. Anyway, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow on Thursday sometime. Who knows when? Hours are hours. So until then, go play some games, people.